This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It looks like this week's episode of the Midweek Howl is officially recording.
So is it? You just say record on your end. I can't see it because you're the brain now. So if it doesn't work, it's on you.
We've established that I'm the one to blame. But before we jump into the story that I've been after you to tell this week, we got a really cool review on Apple Podcasts. Sometimes they go and give us five-star reviews. Sometimes they give us one-star reviews. Sometimes it's in between. And oftentimes they'll leave messages on there. They'll go a little step further. And I wanted to share this message because I thought this is probably the best, most heartfelt comment we've ever got, and I shared it with you guys, and I think you guys probably thought the same. So an A Phoenix, so it's A and then the last name Phoenix, says you guys
I
are
thought
awesome.
He was in Phoenix.
No, he might be. I don't
there
know.
You go. Okay. Yeah, or he's down.
Sure. Or that might be a play on words. He's a Phoenix rising from the ashes. I don't know. Maybe. But either way, that's the name. It says the title is "You Guys Are Awesome," and so he says, "I heard the judge on Wes or Tony's podcast," meaning the judge was telling his Dogman story on Sasquatch Chronicles or the Confessionals, and I thought I'd check this podcast out. He listened to the one with the chef who lived in Roswell, and he was hooked. Is what it says. It says I didn't know Midweek Howl was a thing. I thought it was the same episode, LOL. I have to say thank you, Ozark Howler and Shane, for bringing laughter into my life again. I haven't found anything funny or laughed, especially till my side hurts, and I can't breathe from laughing so hard. It's been 7 years since I lost my five-year-old daughter in a car accident. I hope you know you've made a difference in my life, and I appreciate it so much for your time and hard work to do this podcast. Jason, I wish you would come back and stay healthy, because these two need you back and healthy, because they have been struggling with the sound and editing. They do get an A for effort. May all of you guys be safe and healthy. Thank you again. I thought that was a pretty great comment.
We were struggling.
Well, we're struggling. There's a couple episodes where, and I know you don't go back and listen,
Well, I'd like to think that it's authentic.
It's authentic.
I mean, it's not the Hollywood howler. It's the Ozark howler. You know.
Well, I don't think
you're lucky.
I
ain't using my cleft palate, boy. I tell you what, we're down here in the Fiend Tour, and we're going to do nothing. We're going to talk about the name. We're going to talk about Bigfoot today.
Now, give him the real authentic.
I give him the real Ozark howler.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was very heartfelt, and I think he was. I think he was just trying to have some fun with us. And I appreciate
it. I liked it too. It saddened me a little bit, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're all fathers and at different stages of that, and it's kind of, I can't even imagine losing a kid, you know. And you've kind of even seen what your parents have gone through losing a kid, you know.
My dad a couple days this week, as a matter of fact. Yeah. I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, so I'm glad we could we can help him out a couple times a week and give him something. And I mean, sometimes it's hard to know if we're as funny as we think we are or don't think we are. I don't know, but we try. All we can do is do our best, and you know, we appreciate everybody that takes the time to you know, give us a review or something like that. It makes our day as much as it makes his day listening to us. So I appreciate that. So A Phoenix, thank you so much. The judge and Jason were both, they were both touched when I sent that to, in our group text so they could check it out. Jason's doing a lot better. And so hopefully he'll get back. 'Cause he tells me too, that we need, so, but I think Phil's doing a pretty good job. Last couple episodes have sounded pretty good. So Phil stepped right up
he's more of a, yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He knows way more about any of this than even Jason. So you mentioned the story last week when we were talking with the Arkansas Undertaker.
Yep.
About you getting married by Ronald McDonald.
I did. Uh-huh.
So it's got to be something. I mean, how does somebody get married by Ronald McDonald? Was it Mayor McCheese?
I don't know how I'm going to do this without throwing some rocks here.
Okay.
So I don't know. Part of me feels okay about it because I don't think anybody in my hometown knows I do this podcast, right? When I say hometown, not where I live now, but where I grew up. Okay, nobody knows.
Okay.
I mean, my brother knows, but I mean, he don't even live there anymore. So maybe, I don't know. So, anyhow, I grew up in the state capital. I mean, not in the capital, but in the town the capital is in, right? And there is the beginnings of a megachurch. For where it's at, it is a megachurch, okay?
Yeah.
But not for people, I mean, if you're listening in Springfield, Missouri, or Dallas, or someplace that's, you know, Atlanta, you know what a megachurch is. But this is a pretty good church, right?
Yeah.
In town. Now, I didn't go there. I went to the White Trash Baptist Church on the kind of the southwest side that is dying on the vine, right? It was within walking distance of Goat Hill, which don't mean anything near, but that's where the kind of the project was. Not really a project per se, but anyway, that's where the poor people live. So I went to church with the poor people. But the wife I have, she got to go at the mega church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't want to say I was down on the mega church, but I was down on the mega church because my particular place of employment at that time, people worked for the state, and when they moved to Jeff City, the capital, they all seemed to congregate at the mega church because that's how you got promoted and that's where you got seen. Does that make sense? Except for the Catholics, they were on their own different deal, but
yeah,
it was a magnet for everybody that wanted to be somebody just to say that they went to church there.
Yeah, exactly. I know churches like, I know churches like that all over that it's, and, it's and, like a social, it's more of a social event than a spiritual event.
Yes. And you know, the sad part is the preacher at the time, he actually just retired, is probably one of the best preachers I've ever heard. Okay. Which is maybe why he can create a mega church, right?
Sure. Yeah. Stands a reason. Yeah.
Anyway, he's got three boys, good boys, salt of the earth boys, one of them I worked with. And anyhow, I keep getting popped up on my screen here. As I got engaged, there was no question that we were not going to get married in the trashy church. We had to go to mega church, right?
Of course.
Well, the mega church came with not only a cost, but some rules. And one of the rules is you had to sit down with this preacher and go through like a counseling, almost like the Catholic kids have to do. Does that make sense? Which I always,
I had to do the same thing. I did.
Was your wife, first wife, Catholic, or what was she?
No, it was just part of the deal. I think we were at a,
it was part of the deal,
Methodist church or something. Yeah.
It was part of the deal. And I got two qualms with that. First of all, I used to get a kick out of these Catholics guys. Got to sit down with a priest and you go, dude, you're getting marriage advice. The dude is casting judgment on you. He's never been married.
Yeah.
Fact, okay. Same way with this Baptist preacher. Now let me get this right, preacher. You know, you've been a one woman man your whole life since you were 14, and you're going to give me advice. I need to go down to Dave's pool hall and get some old boys who've been married five or six times and lost everything twice. That's who I want to talk to. You know what I mean?
Of course. Yeah.
Don't give surgery to the guy that's only been in the operating room once. Right. Right.
Amen, son.
I mean, you don't get your truck motor rebuilt by the kid that's just done it one time at DevoTech. You go over to dealership or somewhere where the old boy's done 50 of them.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. I got, yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
It hit a snag in this high class mega preacher basically said, if I didn't jump through these hoops, I couldn't get married in that church, or he couldn't marry me. Now he changed his tune. It went from, I can't get married in that church because my mom's mega Baptist, right? Salt of the earth kind of woman. And I guess I don't know. Okay. But he told me, I can't marry you. So I called my mom and I said, you know, I probably told you on the podcast, I grew up going three times a week, whether I needed it or not. Right. So, but I quit when I was in high school. My mom got on to me and I said, Mom, you made me go every three times a week till I was 15, 16. I'm paid up till I'm 45, you know? And, so I called her up and I said, hey, this is the deal, you know? This preacher won't preach me. I'm not mentioning his name, but hey, he's not going to marry me. I need a preacher. Basically, I called her up and said, I need a preacher. She said, okay, well, her normal preacher down there, the church, because she was still going there, he had moved on and they had a backup. And she said, well, so-and-so, well, you know, when you know how your parents would name a name of some dude that's their age and you have no idea who they're talking about?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. And I said, who? And she said, well, you know, so-and-so. And I said, no. And she goes, oh, you've known him since you were a little kid. And I said, I don't know him. And she said, well, he's Ronald McDonald. And I wish I could think of his name. He just died last year, maybe 2 years ago now, so I mentioned his name. And I'll have to call her this week and get his name. And I said, what? And she goes, oh, when McDonald's first opened, you know, when McDonald's was an infancy in town here, she said, on the weekends, they would have a Ronald McDonald. He was a Ronald McDonald for years. Okay. And he's also an ordained preacher. You know, some of them good old ordained preachers, they've had two or three jobs. They've sold cars and they've obviously been in Ronald McDonald, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, call him. So she calls him and she said, he'll do it. And I said, what's he want? Oh, he don't want nothing. And I thought, well, how did I go from $500 and having jumped through these hoops and have an interview process to I don't want nothing? Okay. And it was probably half a dozen people when I told them who was marrying me, because they all said his brother so-and-so, mega guy, you know. Let's call him Brady, because he was like the Tom Brady of the preaching. His brother Brady marrying you, and I'd say, no, it's so-and-so. And if they were over 40, people would say, Ronald McDonald? And I said, yeah. And some people got such a kick out of that that I love it. That's why I said it. Ronald McDonald married me, and this is the sad part. The other day I was up there at my in-laws, we were talking about something. We left and my wife was saying, I don't know, so. And this poor preacher's kids, all of his kids are divorced.
Ron McDonald's kids.
Ronald McDonald's, the mega church preachers.
Oh,
he had three salt of the earth boys and every one of them's divorced.
So wait, did he not do the counseling with them? Or is that a testament of how bad his counseling was?
They told him the wrong advice. They got it. I mean, if you want to fly, you're going to have to get advice from a pilot. You know what I'm saying? And I used to hog hunt with this guy, running around with this old boy, and he was a medical doctor. And I said one day, I said, hey, well, you got your pilot's license. Why don't we fly here, fly there? And he goes, man, you don't fly with anybody who's not a pilot. And I said, well, dude, you got your pilot's license. He goes, yeah, but I'm not a pilot. And he said, the only people I fly with, the only people anybody should fly with, is the people that fly for a living every day. He said, because you ever notice it's always the doctors and the lawyers getting killed in these plane crashes?
Yeah. Well, said, they're the only ones that can afford.
Yeah. And then they study and they pass that test and they decide I'm a pilot. And he said, you know, they might not fly for a month or two or three or four until somebody wants to go somewhere. And they call them, oh, I can fly. I'm a pilot. And they go out there and they start that plane up and they forget something. Next thing you know, they burn up. You only fly with pilots. So
if you're going to get it's like getting into a NASCAR with me just because I got a driver's license.
That's right. So if you're going to get married or get women advice, get it from a pilot. Don't get it from a preacher. Get it from a failed preacher that has to dress up like Ronald McDonald on the weekends to make ends meet. Because you know he's got a story to tell. You know how many single mothers probably brought them kids in there now that I think about it? I mean, that poor guy probably had 101 stories to tell.
Oh, talk about a happy meal. All right.
I'm telling you, that's right. Maybe again. What were you going to say? You had a McDonald's story.
Well, there's two things. That's great that they had a guy dress up as Ronald McDonald. Because to draw people in, right? Maybe they didn't think
I guess
it was
that's the way
take
it
off.
Was back then. Yeah, I don't.
But they didn't think it was going to take off, huh?
Yeah, they didn't know, I guess, for sure.
But I remember in our town, two things about Ron McDonald. We had this McDonald's. The first one's been tore down and rebuilt now. You know,
same way with this one.
Can't leave well enough alone. But the first one, I remember as a kid, our Little League baseball team took a tour of the McDonald's. And back on the back wall of the McDonald's was this huge, I don't even want to know what it was, like plastic, ceramic, Ronald McDonald. Okay, like he's like laying stretched out, head on one arm, you know, like it's a profile view. And he was holding like a little American flag or something in his hand. Like, and I think the American flag was real, but you know, so it was a big like piece of wall art of Ronald McDonald.
Piece of lard. What?
Wall art. Wall art.
A wall art. Yep.
Wall okay. art. Okay.
Wall art.
Wall art. And it was about 6 foot long, or 6 foot long across the wall, probably 2 or 3 feet high. And I bet even if it was made out of ceramic, which is what I think it was, or plastic, I mean, it had to weigh a couple hundred pounds. It was real awkward, hard. And so we took the tour, and it wasn't up on the wall. And I remember asking, hey, what happened to the Ronald McDonald? And they said, well, it's getting repaired. I'm thinking, you know what? Would it fall? Well, here, a bunch of kids came in, and a couple of them went to the counter, you know, made a bogus order, you know, stood there and kept everybody entertained. And the other two kids went back there, somehow climbed up on the side of the booth, pried that wall off the wall, and they got it out the back door. And they got, this is how they didn't plan this out very good, but they jumped on their 3-speed bike. Cause all these kids, you know, McDonald's was kind of, all kind of on the edge of
town. Yeah.
and they got on their bikes, and the two of them, you know, one was at one end of the Ronald McDonald and one was at the other end of the Ronald McDonald. And they're riding down the, you know, imagine trying to pedal as fast as the little kid beside you to keep this 6-foot long Ronald McDonald steady and try to get out of this driveway where the only way you can do is go out of the driveway and drive down the road in front of the Ronald McDonald.
Right.
And so the managers tell us this, and he said, yeah, we thought something was up because these kids, and all of a sudden we look up and here's these two kids bouncing this Ronald McDonald on the road. And he goes, I ran out to yell at him. And when I did, it spooked him and they dropped the thing and it split in two.
Oh, man.
And it goes, so it's getting repaired. It'll be back up. I'm like, oh, my God. I just thought that would have been a great, that would have been like something out of the movie The Sandlot or something. You know, those kids all, right. You know, yeah, hey, we're going to steal off. And that's so, right. I've mentioned before on here, we got this big festival in our town called the Bratwurst Festival. And my grandpa and my uncle, you know, my grandpa's fire chief, my uncle's the captain in the fire department. And as a kid, the fire trucks are, you know, all those vehicles are in the parade. And every year I was, you know, hey, can I ride in the fire truck? Hey, can I ride in the fire truck?
Sure.
And so one year I was there, I was going to get to ride in the fire truck. Well, Ronald McDonald was in the parade and he was going to ride in the fire truck too. And so at the fire station up on the second or third floor, it had like a little rec room. Okay. Now, I mean, I'm like 9, 10 years old at the moment, maybe 11. I don't even know. And there's a pool table in the rec room. And I'm up there just kind of like messing around, shooting pool. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. And here's Ron McDonald comes out. He's all full clown makeup, full uniformity. And he's like, hey, man, you want to play? I'm like, sure. And, you know, my uncle's there. He's like, yeah, play Ron McDonald in pool. Dude, he broke, ran the table, and knocked in the 8-ball with a shot leaning on the table behind his back. And tosses the pool table down and says, nice game, kid. I never even got to take a shot. I thought that guy could walk in any bar dressed as Ron McDonald and probably win all the money he ever wanted back at the pool table. Because so I never forgot that. I never forgot Ron McDonald was a hustler. So maybe he was a preacher the next town over. I don't know.
I was about to say something, but I won't. I was about to say something, huh? I'm in a funk, huh?
You're in a funk.
Yeah, I've been in a funk, and I almost said, what's the difference? But think about it, Ronald McDonald, they did hustle a lot of burgers. They're everywhere now, right?
Oh, I know. You know, that's, you know.
I love it. I almost went to McDonald's this morning. Was it just one day this week? I can't even think of the last time I went to McDonald's. And, I mean, I used to go every day.
Listen, I've been on the phone with you enough times and you've gone through the drive through at McDonald's.
I used to go every morning because I'm on middle time and you're on the, you know.
Yeah.
I was about to tell a story on myself. I can't remember. I made the old woman at McDonald's cry at the drive through one morning, and I'm trying to remember what I did to her. I can't remember. You know, it's funny. I can't think of going through drive through. There was an old woman, not an old woman, just, I don't know, in her late 50s, who knows, at this McDonald's in Minneapolis where I used to go just about, if I had time or if I was running late and I needed some breakfast or whatever, I'd go through and I'd get the same thing 3 or 4 days a week, right?
Yeah.
And there's this gal working there. Back when you they had the kind of people that work those kind of jobs every day where you got to see them every day.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And she always struck me I'm choosing my words here as the kind of gal that'd be 55 working at McDonald's. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And every once in a while I seen her be shitty to other people, but never to me. And I don't remember what happened. I don't remember what happened, but I do remember mouthing off to her and I think the problem was she was at the money window instead of the food window. She was at the wrong window or something. Right.
Yeah.
So, and somebody had, the guy before me had started in on her. And when she, instead of like mouthing off to him, she mouthed off to me. And I retorted back because I was raised by assholes. I could, you know what I mean? I could duel with the best of them. Right. So, especially Southern assholes. When you're in Minneapolis, I mean, they think they see some tough stuff. They ain't been down here. You know what I mean? They ain't been down here in the woods. We grow up throwing, they ain't got no rocks in Minnesota. It's good. Dirt's too good. You grew up down here in the Ozarks. You're throwing rocks at each other at a young age. So anyway, I chewed her out. I said something back to her and she was without words. The only thing she could do was cry. And I got to the second window where they're going to give me my food. And then that gal made a point to tell me what an asshole I was.
For making the other lady cry.
For making the other lady cry. And I said, I know. I'm a recovering asshole. It's like an alcoholic. The guy's always with me. I try not to let him drive. But sometimes he just pops up. You know what I mean? You can't get, you know what I mean? It's I'm an assaholic. Right? So I drove away and it really ate on me, huh?
I'm just, you know what? I mean, do you got that on your license plate?
It really ate on me because here I go drive up, you know, I drive 8 blocks over this palatial government building where I go in there full of assholes making money and seeing the world and doing all kinds of 007 shit. And I say to myself, it just eats on me all day. Right. That. Why'd I have talked to her like that? You know what I mean? Even though she might have deserved it, even though she, you know what I mean? Why did I have to do that?
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
At the same time, that was what was going on. It simultaneously around the neighborhood was the Powerball was up to $300 or $400 million. So there's a gas station kind of by work there that I'd go over and get my Powerball. We used to shoot a lot and I ran the range and it was, I'd go over on the way to the range or the way back from the range. You know, you're killing time, you know, before it's, you know, you can't go straight back to the office. You might have to actually do something. So you go over gas station, which happens to have Dairy Queen next door and get an ice cream or whatever. But I was at the thing buying my Powerball ticket, thinking about what I was going to do with all that money. So I bought an extra one. And then the next morning I drove through the drive through and she recognized me and she wanted to cry. And I said, here, I wanted to give you this. I decided if I was going to win the Powerball, I was going to give you a pile of money for being mean to you yesterday. But instead I bought you your own ticket and I gave it to her. And she just, it was like, she forgot all the trespasses I did the day before. Oh my gosh. Are you serious? You know, and I said, I told the clerk it's to get, I only wanted a winner. So I said, it could be, you know.
No, and was she still working there after the?
And then I got to the second window and the gal goes, did you really just give her a lottery ticket? And I said, supposedly a winning Powerball ticket. She goes, did you get me one? And I said, well, no. And she said, I knew you were an asshole. So, I don't go to McDonald's anymore.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness. or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.